Early warnings for earthquakes already occur in Japan and are being piloted in California. Now the University of Washington hopes to bring them to the Northwest. Today, scientists are meeting with local businesses and emergency managers. They want to help them utilize these warnings to slow trains, halt factories, or stop surgeries in the moments before a quake. KUOW's Amy Radel reports.
Earthquake. Moderate shaking expected in 19 seconds.
The amount of advance notice you can get of an earthquake depends on its size and your distance from it. If Seattle had had an early warning system for earthquakes in 2001, residents would have had about 14 seconds before they felt the Nisqually quake. For some, you'd get even more notice. In that situation, your impulse might be to run outside. Turns out that's what you're not supposed to do.
In fact, a seismologist down the hall here almost got clocked by a piece of the building in the Nisqually earthquake.
That's John Vidali, the director of the Pacific Northwest Seismic Network. He says he'd stay put until the shaking was over.
I'd mainly just look around and make sure I was aware of what was coming in my direction, as opposed to being hit in the back of the head by that piece of lava up there on the bookshelf.
When an earthquake starts, the initial waves can't be felt by people, but they're captured by sensors all over the Northwest. And there's new software to deliver these warnings to desktop computers. Vidali is offering the software to emergency managers in government and business. But he says right now the system isn't reliable enough for widespread use.
Yeah, there are a number of problems if we make mistakes. And one problem is we undermine our credibility and future warnings aren't taken as seriously.
Vidali says it would cost $16 million in federal funding per year to maintain a reliable West Coast network. Gary Gordon works in emergency management for the Boeing company. He's impressed with the use of earthquake warnings in Japan and says there could definitely be applications for the system at Boeing.
Items where you have people working in very small confined spaces where you need to get them out of those confined spaces or out of subsurface areas. These are all great candidates for this type of an early warning system.
Gordon says those warnings could be integrated so that they automatically halt the manufacturing process to save valuable seconds. He says this round of testing will provide a more definitive timeline for using those warnings. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.